Okay, let's start. Hello and welcome to another Office 365 webcast. The presenters today are Daniel and Razvan. Welcome. And the stage is yours. Please.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Daniel Kalin. I am a support escalation engineer in Exchange Online Broad Commercial. The reason of this webcast is to present step by step how Outlook is connecting to Office 365 and what could be the issues in this while Outlook is making this auto discover request to the servers. So I will share my screen with the presentation. Today we'll have a bit of we'll introduce a bit what is AutoDiscover and what is its use. We'll review some Outlook scenarios. We'll make some recommendations to avoid having issues related to Outlook connectivity, some troubleshooting steps, and a bit of demo while we're presenting on different scenarios. So, as is presented by the TechNet article, AutoDiscover service. Through AutoDiscover service, Outlook finds a connection to the user mailbox, and the server is retrieving the mailbox grid and the domain portion of the user primary SMTP address. So, and the AutoDiscover through this process is returning also the user display name, the connection settings, both the internal and external in an on-premise scenario, this, the location of the user mailbox, and the URLs for various Outlook features like FreeBZ, unified messaging, and other stuff. Okay, so how the AutoDiscover service works. Regardless of any scenario, Office 365 or on-premise, Outlook will always try when we'll do a lookup on the user contoso.com, we'll first try to locate the service connecting point. This is only in a domain join environment. We'll then try to make an HTTPS request against my root domain, so what he can extract from the email address root domain. We'll then query for the AutoDiscover contoso.com, also on 443. Then, if this will fail also, it will try to locate a local XML file. If we will not find it, he will then ask for an HTTP redirect. So this will be done on port 80. From in Office 365, the HTTP redirect to AutoDiscover contoso.com will receive a redirect to the URL https://autodiscover.s.outlook.com. This is also presented in our TechNet article. So, based on this, let's see what will be the AutoDiscover behavior in the Office 365 scenarios. Okay. So, as said, when I choose to move the AutoDiscover to Office 365, I will need to create a CNAME to point the AutoDiscover, the contoso.com, to AutoDiscover Outlook.com. So basically, when we made the request, the DNS server will forward the request to AutoDiscover.outlook.com, will end up in Exchange Online. Exchange Online will see that there is a user mailbox with user at contoso.com and will retrieve the connection details to the mailbox server. Okay, so What could be the issue in this case? I have moved the auto-discovered Office 365, so now the ball is in Microsoft hands. When I have an issue with connecting, Microsoft is there is an issue with Office 365 server. We'll see that not quite. This is we could have issues also in this type of scenarios. So just to see exactly the behavior, I have moved the presentation here, and we'll do just a test, just a quick test. Okay. So everyone can see my test auto configuration. So let's do test email auto configuration on non-Microsoft domain, right? Okay, this is my email address. It's pointing to cloud. So let's see the log. Okay, it's starting, and it failed. This is for, let's see the steps. And I will explain also the reason why it failed in this case. So as you can see, it started to, I am a domain join machine, and I made a request to a different domain, which is not the one I am joining. So it is pure cloud. So it went and did the SCP lookup, regardless of the fact that the address is on Microsoft. And then it moved to make the query to HTTPS, mydomain.com. It then fall back to try to auto-discover domain.com. It then did the local lookup to retrieve the local XML. And then it tried the HTTP auto-discover on HTTP the domain.com. And it received the redirection to HTTPS autodiscovers.outlook.com. Okay. The reason why it failed in my case, it's because it's one of the common issues that you will encounter here, is with the fact that Outlook, even if you will try to on a different domain, it will try also to retrieve the cached credentials from your credential vault. So this is an issue that is often, always when investigate this, try to see if you have an issue with cached credentials. As you can see, the steps were all good. We end up in autodiscover.s.outlook.com, but we receive a 401. But we end up in this situation. Okay. Another common thing is, and I will turn out to the slide. Okay. So as I said, this is what I have presented in domain join machine. Okay, and this is in a local environment. You see that the SCP lookup was skipped, and it started to do the auto-discover lookup just by DNS. Okay, so the issues that you could have here, and I will also do a demo just to show you. It happens when the local exchange was not decommissioned correctly after the migration. One of the requirements that you will see in our tenant article is, before you decommission the exchange, to set the auto-discover service internal URI to null, just to prevent situation like this from happening. Okay. Another thing is that when local servers respond to port 80 or port 443. Okay. And the issue is not with the fact that they respond to this. Remember that the first lookup that we do is on the root domain. In an Office 365, when AutoDiscover is pointing to Office 365, the root domain will always point to our IP addresses, low public IP addresses internal. And AutoDiscover that mydomain.com will move to cloud. But to get there, it has first to pass this. So this, the web servers and any other device that try to respond to the autodiscover.xml query need to be configured correctly, either to give a 404 not found, or some of our customers choose to internally on the web servers, they just did specifically another website and gave a 302 redirect to autodiscover.s.allo.com. Another issue that I personally encountered is when the customer has certain firewalls, I will not give name of them, and they make a deep packet inspection and try to match the outgoing traffic with the incoming traffic. The query is done on autodiscover.com, HTTPS. However, this is not the actual client server. This is just used for DNS geolocation. Okay, it responds only to port 80 and not to port 443. So if a firewall will try to match this, the auto discover will fail because the connection will be dropped. The return back request will not come from autodiscover.outlook.com because it will give an auto discover 302 redirect to autodiscover.s.outlook.com. Okay, autodiscover.outlook.com and autodiscover.s.outlook.com have different IP ranges. They are not the same. So autodiscover is used, outlook.com is used only for geolocation to point us to the correct zone in EMEA West, EMEA East, depending on where we are located, North America. Okay, so let's see a test with this particular behavior. Just to see in my host file, if everyone can see it, I will point my root domain, okay, to an IP address. These are just some random IP addresses picked up from internet. Okay. So if I will ping, you'll see it will reply with a different email address, which is not my own. So let's do test configuration against this my email address to see what could happen. So you'll see that it reached up my root domain and it's staying here. We don't know how much it will stay here. Okay, this is depending on when the other IP address, I don't know who is responding there, would let me to pass to the different stage. Okay, it will start it will enter into timeout state until I will receive the proper move to the autodiscover that mydomain.com. You have to take consideration that this test is done also from Outlook 2016. Currently, as I know, there is an issue with the fact that when performing the auto discover on the root domain, Outlook it's staying like here. It's making 13 requests. This could be easily case generating and will cause issues. Maybe it will pass, but maybe it will stay this and you will think, okay, I have issues. I have performance issues when I open Outlook or I open a certain shared mailbox or I open a certain shared calendar. Okay. Now I will stop the test. And now I will point my root domain to an IP address that knows how to pass to the other. And let me go to the next step of autodiscover.domain.com. Okay, so I will make an good, and I will repeat the same test. Okay, so it stays here. This is depending also on the what is on the other side of that IP address will let me pass to that. And you see that it let me, and this one again it stayed long, so normally it should not take this much. So you have also to analyze the requests that are made in your environment and see what is happening there. But it let me pass to autodiscover.s.outlook.com. Okay, much quicker. Same domain, different IP address. Okay, let me revert back. Okay. So now I have pointed to, we pass to the second scenario and the last one, because we can have only one, only two. So AutoDiscover is pointing to my own premise. This is happening only in a hybrid environment. This is the only supported environment. We have to remember that whenever we migrate to mailbox from our on-premise to Office 365, some changes are made also in our on-premises environment. The former user mailbox becomes a mail user, and I have put the codes here, with a remote mailbox in Office 365. Actually, this is a remote mailbox, but if you look at the recipient type of that recipient, it is a mail user with recipient type detail of the remote user mailbox. The remote mailbox will have the parameter remote routing address set to user@contoso mail.microsoft.com. It should always be this domain. It will work also if you put it on Microsoft, but again we'll have to. This is the target delivery domain. This is the coexistent domain between Office 365 and on-prem. And in Active Directory, we'll see the attribute target address set to user@contoso mail.microsoft.com. So, as is described here, Outlook is making the request, .discover request, to my public IP addresses. It ends up in my Exchange server. My Exchange server sees that I have a recipient with the primary SMTP address of user@contoso.com. However, it is a remote mailbox and has a remote routing address at user@contoso.mail.microsoft.com. So it will return to my Outlook client the redirection to contoso.mail.microsoft.com, and the same steps will be made for this domain contoso.mail.microsoft.com. We'll end up the request to Exchange Online, because mail.microsoft.com is pointing to Office 365, and from there the correct settings of the mailbox will be retrieved. Okay, so what happens here is that, as you can see, I have put just a small portion of that request, because it is similar to that, to the different one. I just want you to see that when it queried for the HTTPS autodiscover my on-prem domain, it returned the URL redirection, that is the remote routing address. And then it started again to do the SCP on my email on the domain mail.microsoft.com. And then it repeated the same steps until it reached autodiscover s.outlook.com. but the steps are the same. Okay. Most of the issues that are here, and we'll show them in a demo, are always with cannot do something from Outlook, but I can from Outlook web app. I cannot configure a user mailbox. I cannot access a share mailbox. I cannot access share calendar, room mailbox, mailbox which I'm delegated for shared mailbox. The errors are different. Sometimes you receive the enable to expand folder. The set of folders could not be open, and a different one cannot expand the folders. But these are a bit similar. And let me show you a bit of demo. So if everyone can see, I have here two mailboxes. So one mailbox is this one, daniel.kalin@scdtech.co, and the other one is mail2016@scd.co. If I'm looking at this one, and I will go to email addresses, I will see that it has that mail.onmicrosoft.com added. Okay, so normally it should be configurable from Outlook. If I look at this one also, it has also this mail.onmicrosoft.com. So let's see what mailbox is configurable or not. Okay. Just a second. If everyone can see my screen. Just every time you encounter issues in this scenario with Outlook Collective, always create on your local machine, on the machine you're having issues with, create an empty profile and do the test email auto-configuration if you're not able to configure, to open Outlook or to configure this an account from the GGS by opening Outlook. Create an empty profile and perform the test email auto-configuration. Okay, so I have an empty profile. And let's perform test email auto-configuration. So let's do it. First, for the mailbox, for the second mailbox 2016. Remember that both of them have the mail that on Microsoft email address added. Okay. Let's perform the test. Okay, so I have received a prompt from the password, for the password. You see here, I'm doing for a different domain, but I am prompting with the credentials from the cache credentials. Regardless of the fact that I am doing this for a different email address. That is why it's very useful to delete the credentials, the cache credentials from your local machine. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I will pass to the step where It got to the myDomain.com, scd.co. It failed because remember that we are not answering to port 443. It failed here because it got a URL redirection to mail.onmicrosoft.com, and then it repeated the steps until it was successful. Okay, so it got the correct endpoint to connect. Let's do it for the email address for the mailbox that we think it's correctly configured. Okay, let's try a test with it. Okay. After it tried to HTTPS against autodiscovermydomain.com, you see that it got the URL redirection to the same email address. Okay. This particular recipient, this particular mail enable object, in my on-premises environment, it's actually a mail user. It has a mailbox. It has a mailbox in cloud. Can be accessed from cloud. However, in my environment, it is a mail user, so was not configured correctly. You can configure, however, a mail user, okay, but the URL, the external email address of that particular mailbox should be the mail.onmicrosoft address. The same issue happens when customers are just creating an AD object and try to access it from Outlook in a hybrid environment. Okay, let's see what will be the behavior here. So I will do the test email auto configuration. Okay, against shared mailbox. So this shared mailbox, okay, it has the email address. This domain is also pointing to the same IP address on the same Exchange server. So, as you can see, it has the onmicrosoft.com domain, okay, and let's see what happens when we perform the test email auto configuration against it. Okay. And yeah, you can perform test email configuration against shared mailboxes as long when the pop-up for the credentials appears, you have to put the credentials of the user that have full access on the shared mailbox. No. Can you see my demo? I receive a news that there are some person who cannot receive them, cannot see them.
I can see it. I don't know other ones. Yeah? Can see it, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay, great. I will put just a random password because it's useless. I will receive the prompt after I will connect. Okay. Okay, so again, it failed. It is expected to fail, but why I choose to show you this is, let's try. This is the same mailbox in Office 365. So it has the same mailbox. Let's try to do this using the on Microsoft domain. So the same share, the same share mailbox from the same. Okay, so you see it's successful. So whenever you have an issue with a mailbox not being able to configure, not being able to access a shared calendar, shared mailbox, user mailbox from Outlook, always try to exclude the root domain to make the auto-discover against the own Microsoft. You can do this. This proves me that the issue is not in Office 365. The issue is not, there is nothing wrong with that particular mailbox, okay, related to auto-discover. So you have to do the investigation in your on-premise to analyze the logs there. Check if you are in support scenario, check if everything is configured correctly according to TechNet articles, okay. Continue with the presentation. The recommendations in this type of situations are very simple. In a hybrid deployment, always manage both your on-premises and cloud recipients from your on-premise Exchange server. Okay? I mean, if you want to create a shared mailbox in the cloud, use your user mailbox directly in cloud. Use the remote mailbox command. Either you create the AD user and use the enable remote mailbox with the remote routing address, or directly a new remote mailbox. Okay, it describes there are technical articles both for Exchange 2010, both for Exchange 2013. Keep it simple. I mean, try to have an Exchange environment as simple as it can. Okay, I saw customers that they split their auto discover in their environment due to security reasons. Trust me, Exchange is enough secure. You don't have to split your auto discover. This one it go there, this one it go there. Keep it simple, just for you to know where to investigate the issue. It is best to consult with the networking team, security team, Windows team in work before scenarios. This one worked, it doesn't work, anymore. A simple move, if I move certain users to a different VLAN on my environment, it will impact. If I will apply a GPO, I don't know, a security GPO, if I will apply some firewall rules, I will change some firewall rules, it will impact. We don't have to rush in opening cases. Be sure that Outlook has the latest updates applied, and I will say here or not, because there were situations, and I said one of the situations is this one that currently is with Outlook 2016, with an update that when querying against a root domain, it doesn't pass to the autodiscover.domain.com. So try also to check here to check this one. These are the simple recommendation. As for the troubleshooting steps, try the test connectivity analyzer just to see that you are able to connect. This is done from the external. Okay, it will offer you a point to start. Use Office 365 Support and Recovery Assistant. We called it SARA. It is now implemented by default in Outlook 2016, so you will see there in troubleshooting. I will show you what is with SARA. Check for service interruption and service incident. Delete the Outlook store credentials from the local computer. Start Outlook in safe mode. Outlook in safe mode, will disable the add-ins that could interfere in the connectivity path. However, this is not an, this will not save you of all the add-ins that could cause issues. Some add-ins, add-ins from antiviruses and other third parties, needs to be removed from the registry key. So it is possible, but for testing, start Outlook in safe mode. As said, always use the domain.onmicrosoft.com to configure the email address, just for you to see that the, if there is in fact an issue in Office 365 or not. Create an empty profile to perform testing related to configuration, just to make the test from in order to make the test valid test from AutoDiscover valid test from your local computer, the one that it's affected. Try to disable the proxy if possible. Configure the profile on external network or home network. If you don't have the possibility to test outside the network, okay, I don't know, for security reason, I don't know what could be the cause of this, you have the option to test it inside, but on a different machine by creating an Azure trial subscription, okay, and create the machine there, test it from there. To see if, in fact, the issue is with the root domain or the AutoDiscover root domain, okay, or the SCP, try to exclude them from the registry key. There are two articles here. You have just to add some registry keys to exclude, sorry, to alter the behavior of AutoDiscover, of Outlook querying for AutoDiscover. If you do this, the exclude SCP, exclude HTTP root domain, exclude HTTP domain.com AutoDiscover domain. The query will be done to AutoDiscover.s.outlook.com. It will now directly it will skip this. So do the test with. I had a customer with in his environment. Because of the firewall, who dropped this type of request or keep them open, I don't know what was the case here. He wasn't able to modify that particular rule because they were by default in the firewall. So he has to, and there is an article in Office 365 also, it's described here, to implement this as a group policy in your entire domain if you have this type of issues. Okay. It is not recommended. Out of this, we should not alter, but for testing purposes and in situation where we cannot move forward, do this. Exclude SCP, exclude SCP domain, and test. Another ping AutoDiscover.com from the local machine to make sure that it's responding according to scenario. I had some issues where AutoDiscover was still pointing to their on-premise exchange, which didn't exist anymore. It was something of the issues. In the situation where, for example, I said it is not an AutoDiscover issue, but it behaves like this, I cannot access a shared mailbox I receive, cannot expand folders. Try to see also the limits, because it can just be entering into a not responding state. Try to limit on the folder, especially when customers open shared mailboxes in cached mode. There is a limit of 500 folders per shared mailbox. When in cases where it cannot connect to a particular mailbox, it could be also due to corrupted calendar items. So use OFCAT to check for corrupted items calendar, calendar items. Okay. This one, I didn't see it in this, I thought it would be a good thing to add it. Make sure the user password includes only allowed calendars, allowed characters in Azure. Okay. I had an issue with AutoDiscover, but this one was on mobile devices. I didn't encounter it in Outlook per se, but I encountered it in mobile devices when doing the AutoDiscover, because the password contains a pound. A pound, it's not a valid character in a password in MSDN. It accepts it, but you can have issues with the ActiveSync. I don't know how long we have. It's 42. Let me show you Sarah. Okay. So this is Sarah. We need to open it just by this, and Sarah will guide us to the entire process. This is a tool developed by our product engineering team. They invest much in this tool. This is the tool of the future that we hope will help us and our customers to troubleshoot directly on their computers the possible Outlook issues with this tool. So not only troubleshoot, but receive also advices on how to resolve them. So I'm waiting to load. I say that. So this is an Outlook 2016. In troubleshooting, you will see Sarah here. Okay. So the fact that it's added here represents also proof that this is a tool that we want to make it very strong in the future to help us. So I'm going to Outlook. I will choose the Outlook. I'm having trouble with my email address or folders, and I will say that I'm having issues with accessing my shared mailbox. Okay. This is the affected machine. Yes. So we'll do the test with. This is my primary mailbox. This has access on the shared mailbox I showed you, which was created directly in cloud. No. Okay. Regardless of the fact that there are articles describing Office 365 Auto Discover, we still see cases opened with this type of situation. If there isn't a service, most of them are all the trouble is done in the on-premise environment. And there are just configuration issues as I presented them here. So I can't add a shared mailbox in Outlook, and we'll do some tests and then we'll wait. Let's wait for the test to run. It will take a bit until this all the checks are done. These checks are now done against my primary mailbox. Most of the scenarios that we have here with Outlook connectivity, and that is why I put the accent also on the autodiscover.outlook.com. I said, regardless of the fact that it's pointing to us, the issues could be also in the local environment. We have to remember that autodiscover is simply making HTTP and HTTPS requests. So it could be easily confused in on-premise environment by the web servers or other devices. So I add my share mailbox. I just have my share mailbox here. Okay. Okay, MSVMS. No. Okay, I added and let's do the test with. Now we should try to do the same test against the shared mailbox. Okay. Okay. So the message here it's a bit is general, okay? But it says it could point us to a direction where it says, okay, we didn't detect a proper CNAME for the auto discover dot my domain .com. So it's automatically assuming that this is in this should be in Office 365, but it's pointing us to a direction that could be an issue with the auto discover. I have submitted in a modification to this to give more detail related to check also to if this is in on-premise environment, but I encourage you to use this tool, okay, and give your feedback. The scenarios could be different in different situation. This is the tool that we need to put accent on it, and that is available not only to us as engineers, but it's available also to customers. So use it, give your feedback related to it. Okay. And to continue, you can give the feedback here, and I want to thank you very much for being here. And if you have questions, you can address them to me.
Okay, I will start only if no one have a question. I will start the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So, just 1 second. Okay, close. Well, Daniel, very nice. All of this content will be available on our blog. We'll put there. What is the blog?
Okay. Thank you again, guys. Thank you for participating. Thank you for this webcast, Bruno. Thank you, Razvan. And okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.